Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, my co-host, and Cal Hunter, our three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, producer. Thank you, both of you, for being here. Todd Kunin is not here. He is usually one of our hosts. Let me tell you a little bit about us. I mean, some people don't know who we are or anything about us. We are a radio show. We are lawyers. This concept came up with Cal and I back about 4 years ago. We've known each other through radio, maybe 5 years ago. And I think, Denise, are we on our fourth year? Is this our fourth year? Third or fourth year?
No, this is, we're like at three and a half.
Three and a half years.
Yeah. So, started fourth yet.
And we started this show, Cal and I. We built a studio. And Cal has a lot of experience in radio and television. Cal's a former news anchor on a number of West Coast
Idaho and California.
Yeah. And but then pushed into radio because, you know, he got a little old.
Because I got fired.
Yeah, because he oh, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it.
Well, it's
like because he's not as handsome as
a loser.
He used to be.
Well, what happens is if you're in television, they treat you really well, and then they fire you. It's just how it happens. There's a cliche in the industry. If you haven't been fired at least twice, you really haven't worked in radio or television.
Right.
So I've been fired three times. So it works out fine. I got it. I earned my cred.
Okay, well, that's exactly. So we started this thing, and we are all attorneys. Denise is a family law attorney, and in my opinion, one of the best family law attorneys in the West Coast. And I know, I'm not saying that because she's here, because I truly have known her for many, many years. And we have been partners in ways.
In legitimate crime.
No crime. For a long time, and Denise works with a lot of the cases that people come to me and I say, Denise handles this for us. She's got her own practice. And then same with us. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California. And he now has his own criminal law practice. And he is actually more famous than the two of us, Denise, or even Cal.
Todd?
He actually has what's called an IMBD, which is like
International Movie Database, IMDb.
He's been on commercials. He's actually that Yahoo commercial. He's like one of the main characters.
Mark Ashbourne
is what I call him. And he's been on a number of commercials and he does, believe it or not, he is the voice on some video games that you probably play, or your kids play, or grandkids. And, that's Todd Kunin. And Cal has, been around the block a few times and is our producer and is make sure things run right.
And in Los Angeles, I am the voice of Worthington Ford.
That's true. Cal Worthington from Los Angeles, California.
I made it to the books on who's who in high school students, who's who in American college students.
Who's who in sunbathing on the roof.
Ooh, she got he went straight for the heart on that one.
Well, it was easy. She gave it through.
And everyone who's listening, you got to go back and listen. Just look up, sunbathing on roof. Is it on our
No, not
podcast?
Anymore, because remember we got so much that our 1 hours are not there anymore.
So it
starts only with the marijuana laws. It doesn't go the ones before it. And it was really good because it was the judge's recusal. Mm-hmm. It was that discussion about how you can remove a judge in California and other states. And that one is not there anymore. But maybe we should think about including it as one of our best of. Just sometime in the future.
Well, if we can find it, we will.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We won't get into
archive.
Just think about it. It's on archives. But that's who we are. We have a great time. Welcome again. WRWH, 1350 AM and 93.9 FM in Cleveland, Georgia. I had to look twice when I saw Cleveland, Georgia. And I know I talked to our affiliates relations individual, and he said, no, you're already in Cleveland, Ohio. I said, oh, we are? I guess we're in that area also. But
yes.
I didn't know there was a Cleveland, Georgia, but welcome.
Well, we welcome the folks in Cleveland.
I want to go there.
I'd love to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you. We're actually Georgia. We're all up and down the coast of Georgia. We really are strong in Georgia. We're all over. We're in Tennessee. We're all over the place.
In the Carolinas, where some people may be being hampered by weather right now.
Right.
And, of course, we wish all of those folks the very best in a horrible situation.
And in Louisiana, too, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nightmare out there right now. And here we are in the middle of smoke and fires again here. Again.
Yeah. And today was hard. Today was like when I got up, my eyes are really...
855-LAW-RADIO. Again, it's 855-529-7234. And you can talk to Cal Hunter, our producer. Believe it or not, he does everything. He answers phone. He cleans the toilets after we're done. And then he goes home. And
turns off all the equipment.
That's exactly right.
Locks up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what's...
Complains.
Complains.
Let's not forget that.
So go to Twitter, Instagram. But it is true, Cal. Some stations have us for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com and you can click live and listen to us live, or you can play the podcast anytime you want. Remember, we're going to do a case or no case next, but we're going to talk about The Simpsons composer is suing the show. We've got to talk about that. This really weird death case, well, the case where a person supposedly was had passed away but had not. We're talking about UCLA suing Under Armour. Denise, this is a very interesting thing we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
And we want to tease you a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But that's going to be very interesting. Cal, and then we're going to go into a bizarre lawsuit about neighbors. Yes, helping neighbors. We're going to discuss that. We're doing Simpsons. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the Simpsons. But do we have time to start case or no case, Cal? Or?
No, let's not. I'd rather not. I want to let this one breathe.
Okay, let's let it breathe. We're going to talk about case or no case when we come back. But
let's let our people in Georgia know what case or no case is.
Go ahead, Cal.
Cal, our producer, likes to come up with scenarios and or cases that are strange and, you know, different laws could apply to it, and he tries to stump us. So if we guess it's a case, then we have to say what the outcome is, or if it's not a case, we have to say not a case. And we're all over the place. But we're working toward the person that gets to 51st is going to be the one who gets to be celebrated with a dinner of their choice.
And see, every answer is a two-point. I mean, every correct answer, you either get the case or no case correct and the outcome correct.
Yeah.
But if you get it wrong, you just
And the best part about it is you get a meal paid for by the other hosts in the smoke-filled area outside in the parking lot with a mask on and social distancing 100 feet away.
Pre-barbecued.
Yeah, so it's really good for your health because the government's trying to help us out here. Come on, guys.
Yeah, perfect.
Those of you, I just got on a rant. Was it 2 weeks ago? My rant? You should have heard my rant. I know the government's trying to help us with this COVID-19, but when I drive by the Denny's, and it's 105 out, and they're in the parking lot because they said they're worried about people getting COVID inside, and these poor elderly people are dying of heat stroke, and it's the fires from California, the smoke,
and
it's 105, and they're sitting out there, they got their masks on, and I'm driving by going, dude, there's no coronavirus right now because the fires have already burned it up. And, by the way, the ambulances are pulling up. I like to take these old folks. They've got heat stroke. They can't breathe because of the smoke. But they got their meal, that's for sure.
And the tennis balls on their walkers are catching fire. It's so hot.
That's exactly right. And they're in the parking lot. Yeah, I'm on the handicap site right here. It's just, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes things just don't make sense. And I like our three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter. And we're going to do a case or no case.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues. That is a logical choice. We'll have more for you after this. Advertising for legal services.
services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What does Todd's cat see?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Roll it, Cal.
Okay. Stand by. I have to make a quick phone screen. Here we go. Stand by. There we go.
Now it's time to play.
Here we go.
Case or no case.
Okay. Okay.
It went so well in rehearsal. Okay.
Okay.
Once again, three-time nominee, never winner. Bill was a fine carpenter and a deacon in his own church.
Ooh.
And a member of the guild. He was such a good carpenter. He was a Carpenter's Guild level performer. But Bill had an issue. he had a mistress. Oh, and he had another mistress. They did not know about each other. Each of them had children. But he did the right thing and chose to support them financially. So to pay for it, he decided to take up gambling. That didn't go well.
Isn't it gambling having two girlfriends?
I don't know.
Oh, is that the gambling you're talking
How
about?
How much more risk do you need in your life, Bill?
Gambling, is that no risk?
Hey, honeys, let's go to Vegas. Okay. Right. So Bill decided then, when that didn't work out well, that he would steal from his clients in Edinburgh, Scotland. You see, in the 1760s, Bill's time, people left their door keys hanging on a nail inside the door of their homes. So he would go in and do his work, and when they weren't looking, he would take a key and make an impression in some putty, then go home and pour a cast of the key, and then go in and steal from them. And he did quite well at that. For 20 years, he was a thief. One Sunday afternoon, he went into an elderly client's house to burgle. He figured she was at church. She saw him. Even though he had a mask on, she thought she recognized him. And so she said, I'm going to seek the advice of a professional here since I don't have any real proof. I'm not sure I can trust my eyes. But she thought she saw Bill. And so I asked
Saw
you,
Bill, the parish, the deacon.
The deacon, Deacon Bill. And I ask you, case or no case, what do you think would come out of a case like this? Back in this, remember, he's a deacon in the church, and this woman was normally going to be at church. And that's an important part of the story, mm-hmm. even though I'm not trying to sell it, it's an important part of the story. So, okay, Denise, what do you say?
That's a really interesting fact.
Yeah.
So he's a deacon in the church, and if I'm not mistaken, deacons are like elders, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and not only should she have been in church, but he should have been too.
Right, she was sick. He should have been there.
Right.
But he snuck out so he could go do his little nasty deeds.
Yeah. And so she sought counsel to see what she could do.
Yeah.
Back in the 1760s in Scotland.
Edinburgh, Scotland, eh? Right.
And you know the law was really, really defined back in 1760s.
Very clear. Yeah. There was not much gray area there. It was a light switch, binary, shall we say.
Nope, and this would be a capital crime.
Yes, that's right. You're right about that. Very good.
Yes.
Burglary was punishable by death.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is really a fun one. This is one of those bathroom book ones.
No, it's not.
Cal. Oh, yeah. I'm using this one tomorrow.
17.
Hold on. Click. Toilet paper. All right. This is what I'm using tomorrow.
You know what? I think that he was charged criminally. I do. I think he was charged criminally. He couldn't get out of it, even though he was a deacon. So I think she got in touch with the equivalent to their policing agency and said, I'm pretty sure this is the person it was. And then they started to look in it, and then they investigated, and they found that he had these keys. So I would say it is a case, and he gets charged criminally and is convicted.
That's so super logical. What do you think, Fred?
Yeah.
Too logical.
No, Seinfeld episode, George, do the opposite. It'll work. So George Seinfeld, George Costanza, remember? They always said, you know, whatever, if life is so bad and everything's going wrong, whatever you normally think is right, do the opposite, George. So I'm going to do the opposite. But it is, there's no doubt this is a case, because it's just, you think it wouldn't be in the 1700s. But you know what? There's some sort of, you know, legal remedy or issue that comes out of this case that's precedent setting. And I'm telling you, that's got to be the answer here. So it's a case, and something comes out of this that becomes a precedent, and I'm going to say the deacon wins. He is not prosecuted. I mean, he does not go to jail.
Not convicted for that.
No. Oh, so she's not a good eyewitness. Okay.
Well, I think that's great. I love this case when I found it. I said to myself, you know, this is ideal. Because those of you who say it is a case.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Let's change that.
What? Okay, let's do it.
The woman said that couldn't possibly be Bill Borden, the deacon of the church. He has such a fine reputation. So rather than believe her own eyes, she refused to file charges. Bill stopped burglaring because he nearly got caught. But
what?
That, ladies and gentlemen,
so
it is no case.
No case.
I teased you with the applause. No case.
Well, so that happened.
It's a true story.
True story, but she decided, I don't know for sure that was Bill.
I must not have seen Bill.
And so she never
filed charges.
So.
And this was a precedent. So this is Bill Borden. Bill Borden, Lizzie Borden, I think from the Borden family. I think that's where I got the story. But anyway, it was ended up being a true scenario, but absolutely no case, and I'm sorry, but it was pretty good. And
so
I didn't
she didn't make
it.
A good eyewitness.
No, she said, I just can't trust my own.
So, Cal, I just want to make sure that you...
I could have not seen him. Could not have seen him.
You know how to make the zeros now, right? For
oh,
me?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah,
pretty...
next hour.
Next hour,
I'm taking you to Stockton, Minnesota, for the case of the light-triggered Smith and Wesson. That's next time on Case or No Case.
It's
going to
be
for that.
Wow.
That'll be epic.
That'll be good.
I'm still mad that I'm not very smart at this. Well, when we come back, I go, Scal, we're gonna take you out for a minute. But we are talking about the Simpson composer. Very interesting case there. UCLA is suing Under Armour. We're going to talk to you about why. COVID-19 is part of it, by the way. And the bizarre lawsuit about neighbors helping neighbors. We're going to be back after this with Denise and I and Cal Hunter, our producer.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody that told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden, I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, and has any association with truth, evidence, data and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So before we get to the Simpsons thing, okay, so lawyers are involved, so we bring stuff like this up. In Michigan, a 20-year-old Michigan woman was declared dead. Apparently, the family calls and said they didn't think she was breathing or she was struggling, and the fire department and the ambulance come, and basically, to make a long story short, they really didn't just like, oh, she's passed away. 30 minutes trying to revive her. They check multiple times her pulse, and not just one person, but multiple people, and they declare her dead. And then this is cutting to the chase. They take her. There's an argument, that they put her in a body bag and carted her off.
Wait, before they even put her in the body bag, hang on. Somebody thought that they saw her move.
Yeah, no. So
and so
yeah,
yeah. They she said, hey, she's moving. I'm certain of it. So they checked her again after this event, and they're like, there's no pulse, there's no breath.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah.
And
time to let her go. They said.
Right.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is there is an argument. Just so you know, they said they never did put her in a body bag. That was not true.
Yeah. The paramedics.
The paramedics said they didn't. And they hauled her off to
the family had her removed to a funeral home.
Funeral home. And the funeral, the bodies are back over there in the colder area, and they come over to embalm her, and they realize she's breathing, and her
and
eyes are open, looking at them. And
that's so scary.
That is crazy. And they call the ambulance, and they take her to the hospital, and
she's still alive, although she's in, it looks like, critical condition.
Not physically great shape,
yeah,
but nonetheless, she was still alive.
Yeah. And she has a huge underlying health concern.
Can you imagine waking up, and because I've actually been present when there's been an embalming taking place. A friend of mine is a funeral director. I helped. This is the cut, but the in and the blood is drained out.
Right.
And you guy sitting there with his little mask on and a scalpel getting ready to just cut you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's what you see.
Yeah.
What an awful thing for her and for the funeral director going.
So I was talking with my friends last night because they wanted to know what our topics were going to be today.
Yeah.
And I said, this one I'm really kind of excited to talk about. And they raised something that I had forgotten all about. And it's back in the days, they used to have a little bell inside of the casket.
True.
So that if somebody was woke up and they're in the casket, they can ring the bell.
And that's what it's a bell ringer.
Yes.
The bell ringer. And yeah, and then so people had to do the night watch.
That's right.
Watch.
But they didn't embalm or what? But
no, they didn't embalm back then.
Okay.
But there's horror stories about them opening a casket and seeing scratches down on like somebody's trying to get out.
Or maybe people feared it. We don't know if that actually happened, but there were people who feared that. You know who the first practical embalming case in the United States was? Were Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
True story. The funeral industry used this embalming because, remember, he took this big, long train ride.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And then people tried to break in and steal his body probably three or four times. And after 50 years, they finally finished his tomb. And the last guy came to his child and said, do you want to see what the president looks like? He said they opened up the casket. And there he said he was still in relatively good shape, all things considered. They closed it up and moved him over and buried him. But Abraham Lincoln was the first practical case of embalming was put on display in the United States.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
You learn everything at Radio Law Talk. But anyway, so they've got an attorney, the family does. We don't know what's going on. Nothing's happened yet, as in, at least that we know of it at this
point. They're just still investigating.
And they're emotionally upset, the family, which they should be. And I'll tell you, you know, on the first responders, they're despondent about this. They're so upset.
Well, they should be.
They just feel bad for the family. But I could see that, you know, there's no foul play involved here. It was just...
What's the intent?
But 30 minutes they were revived. 30 minutes they tried, and they checked her so many times for her breath, and she has disabilities.
So no BP, no breathing, according to them. So her breathing must have been so shallow, and they keep the blood circulating, but all of this temp.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She woke up with a bruised sternum.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think she's woke up yet.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, my point is it's a sad story. It's a good one that it turned out that she's alive, but it just seems like this poor family's gone through a lot. But who knows if there's going to be lawsuits involved, but there's lawyers starting to get involved.
Yeah. Well, sure, there's going to be lawsuits, and the poor funeral home.
Oh, come on. The lawyers never bring lawsuits.
No, I don't think the funeral home, they're not going to be sued.
That's my point. What did they do? Nothing. So who are they going to go after? They're going to go after the city of Detroit or whoever the ambulance company and first responders were.
Right.
And, you know, we all know that... Those that have a history of settling those things, so there'll probably be some money changing hands. That's my theory.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is interesting about the Simpsons. One of our how long have the Simpsons? Anybody have any
20 how many 20 something
855 Law Radio? If you want to call in and comment about these 855 Law Radio, it is 529-7234. So a former Simpson composer is bringing a lawsuit against basically the owners of the Simpsons, and which is a very successful, you know, show. He's 79-year-old. I'm going to call him Mr. Clausen. Apparently, he's a well-known and a very well-respected composer. And it was a surprise that he thought that he was let go. And they brought in, what's interesting is they just didn't let him go. They brought in a very famous composer by the name of, I'll think of it in a minute, but I can't remember. It's not like they just let him go and just brought anyone. Oh, Hans Zimmer they brought in, which is, you know, a top-notch composer. And their argument was they let him go because... he was outsourcing work to his son and others, which is what they didn't like, and concerns that he was not good enough or diverse enough to produce things, including hip-hop music and stuff like that, that they're going to diversify with The Simpsons.
Hmm. Yeah, The Simpsons, isn't it the longest-running animated
show in the history? Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy... Yeah. And this guy's done all their music up until the time that he was terminated. And this is an example of why you amend your complaints, people.
Right. This is interesting what happened.
You have your complaint there, and almost always it's challenged by a demur or by a motion to dismiss, something similar like that, saying there's not enough facts and evidence here or allegations here to support a cause of action.
Did he allege age discrimination? What did he allege?
Age discrimination in his first complaint. And so then he was, the motion to dismiss was, he was granted leave to amend. There we go. And so he amended his complaint and he added in a disability claim because he had gotten Parkinson's disease.
But he didn't tell them about it and it was not in
his 3 years.
Yeah, and he wasn't in his first complaint. Okay, so let's back up. This is interesting though. So when his complaint was he was fired because of his age discrimination. That's his main first complaint. And apparently the argument from Fox, who owns Simpson somehow, said, well, we never knew that you had anything other than, you know, if you're trying to claim an age discrimination, what's this Parkinson's thing? You never told us before? Wasn't even in your complaint. And he apparently had it in 2013. He was diagnosed and kept it private.
But in 2016, he started having tremors and experiencing some spasms. And one of the Fox executives commented on that and said, hey, what's going on? You know, now's not the time to piss off the producers.
Right.
And kind of made that comment like he was doing something
So he
wrong.
Didn't tell him because he feared the repercussions for his disability.
Who wants to talk about a Parkinson's?
So he amends
it's very difficult.
So he amends the complaint and adds that to his complaint that says that I have a disability and I was fired because of that too. So here's what happens. The court, this is very interesting, throws out the age discrimination or the main part of the case, but upholds it and allows them to go forward. Doesn't mean that he won the case, allows the case to go forward on the disability issue.
And the judge goes so far as to say he's likely to win.
Wow.
That case, which is an unusual step for the trial judge to say at this stage.
Wow, yeah.
And people are basically saying they wish the judge would have done a better, more detailed analysis of what this means because the decision is pretty much just a cut and dry decision without a bunch of analysis.
Well, sometimes judges do that so they don't get appealed. It's general, you know?
Yeah, especially since it's, you know, the appeal, there's really a presumption that the trial court's right lot of times.
Here's the interesting thing. I know we're almost out of time. Sometimes the judges do that on purpose, I think. I don't know. I've never been a judge. To say, hint, hint, go back and settle this, guys. And you'd be shocked at how many, you know, that's a smart way to push them. Guys, sit down and resolve this so we don't have to go through a trial. We're going to be back. We've got a lot more to talk about at Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-521-7234. We'll be back.
Remember, we're live Pacific 9 to noon every Saturday. You can tune in then at RadioLawTalk.com. And all of our episodes, or at least the lion's share of them, are available on our website, RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
A ticket. Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Armadillo.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, the one that I love to say this name, this word, force manure. And so that's the way I've always said it, force manure. What is force manure? Denise, tell everybody what force manure is.
Well, let's talk about force majeure.
Oh, yes, majeure. I'm sorry, force majeure.
And this is a very good
I have to tell a quick story. Can I tell the story?
That's anecdotal.
That's anecdotal. When I was in first law school, when you first do this stuff, and remember when you're in law school, they'll sit there, and in your first year, they drill you, the professors.
They do.
By the second, third year, they're like, they're leaving you alone a little bit. But it's like, let's see. And I still remember when in law school, I called it force manure.
And you know how things used to make you laugh in law school?
Yeah.
I used to giggle about intestate succession.
Every single time.
Gee, what does that not surprise me?
It just sounded wrong. It sounded bad.
Force manure. There you go. It forces you to have manure. I just, there you go. But
that, I had to give you a cow, sir.
That was perfect. Go ahead and tell them what it is.
Well, let's start this. UCLA and Under Armour had an agreement, a contract. And it was like a 15-year contract. And it was worth about $280 million. And the agreement was that UCLA would allow Under Armour to utilize its sport. Is it athletes?
Well, all the athletics, all the athletic department.
There you go.
Not just football, not just basketball, which are the two bigger ones. All sports, Under Armour sponsors UCLA.
That's right, and was using them in their ads and stuff
right.
like that.
And they provided uniforms and other consideration for this? Is that how that
well,
works?
They did.
They put $11 million per year in the rights for the marketing fees, as well as contributing $2 million per year to improve the facilities of UCLA.
And $6.85 million a year in apparel.
That's important.
That's huge, because that's where the advertising happens.
That's
right
exactly.
Right.
And so... what happened is then Under Armour said, hey, we can't do this. You know, first of all, you guys are losing and badly losing. Second, you don't even have it sports right now. And so this is not something we can do.
Oh, you mean because of the COVID? They said when you are playing, you stink. And when you're not stinking up the field, well, you're not playing because nobody's playing.
Right.
Yeah, and nobody's playing. So with us, we're not getting any advertising. And so this is a contract that's impossible to do.
Wow.
So UCLA is suing to enforce the terms of the contract, and of course, Under Arm is claiming force majeure as being a defense to enforcement of the contract. And what does that mean? What is force majeure?
Force manure. What does forcing manure mean?
Well, force means obviously an external, external,
outside,
uncontrollable, yep. unforeseeable force. That's my guess. Like similar to an act of God or something like that?
Exactly. That's what we would call it.
Is that what it is? Oh,
yes,
okay.
It is. It's like an act of God. But it's really an occurrence of an event which is outside the reasonable control of the party and which prevents that party from performing its obligations under a contract. So it's contract law, and it's just, it's like, you know, if I say I'm going to sell this tree to you, and then a tornado comes and takes away the tree, well, you can't.
Or I'm going to
perform.
Pay this mortgage to you, and here comes a fire, and the house is gone, and your insurance is whatever. But I'm just saying that in that interim period, you know, you're saying, well, who could foresee a fire coming and
well,
wiping out my home?
Well, then you could. Right? And I'm going to argue with that one. Yes, that is foreseeable.
Well, that is why you have insurance.
Right.
That's
but I'm saying in Northern California, there were many folks who simply
right.
did not and got caught.
Yeah, right. but yeah. this is such a bizarre COVID-19 thing.
Right.
We're going to see a lot of this coming up.
It's very interesting. This is not like a few million. This is, now the contract's 15 years, and the contract's been going on only 2 years. So it sounds like out of the $280 million, they've already paid out the $80 million and gone ahead. So that's why they're suing for the $200 million. But you jump on the side of Under Armour. What are they getting out of this? They're not getting what the contract says.
They're getting nothing.
And so at least according to what Denise is saying in the force manure, we make sure that it's a good, strong argument to some degree because they're not receiving what they bargained for. They're supposed to be playing football and basketball and baseball and all these other sports and their logo on it and TV rights and Under Armour on TV all over the place. None of that's happening. So how can Under Armour be writing checks when that's not occurring?
And why would UCLA insist that they did? Isn't it obvious to them?
Yeah, and that is the whole crux of what's going on in the NBA, in the NFL, in the Major League Baseball.
And in college tuition, because there's been a lawsuit where kids say reduce our tuition. And the universities are saying, I don't think so.
Yeah, because you're not there. You're doing it online.
So they want to play
and
it both ways.
How's this all going to work? I mean, think of the athletes want their money. They've got contracts.
Yeah.
But if they're not playing, the owners are saying, I'm not making revenue. I'm not putting people in the stands.
Force majeure.
Yeah.
Our contract, there's no way to fulfill the contract right now.
Right.
No way to perform. And, you know, this is going to be, in my opinion, a valid defense in a lot of situations.
I agree. Yeah.
Especially only in the context of contracts. But
I think this is going to come
insurance,
out.
Insurance, act of God, maybe a reason the insurance company doesn't have to pay. I mean, I can tell you how this is going to play out all over the place.
Well, so, Under Armour, though, at least a little bit to their credit, is for 2020-21, they're still have sent all the apparel to the athletes so they can still wear the apparel. But
even though they're not playing.
Yeah, and it's just kind of bizarre. And I've seen college sports, and you guys know we don't go into detail about this, but I do have family members in professional sports. And
we're in college as well.
Yeah, in college also, and including my daughter. But anyway, long story short, it's the amount of apparel that comes through, the Nike apparel that came through the college that my daughter and son-in-law were athletes. Amazing the amount of Nike money that flows.
Which shows the pressure that big-time money from sponsors can put on a program, right?
Right.
Well, that, but also the support. I mean, it's not
huge.
Just pressure, it's support.
Huge. Right.
And look at Oregon. What would Oregon Ducks be without the help of Nike?
Yeah.
And without the help of Disney so they can use the Donald Duck logo.
That was a handshake deal. Do you remember
right?
that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. I love that story about Walt Disney and the handshake.
No, I didn't know that. Tell
yes.
that story. What?
Oh, it was right. Was it in the 60s? Like right when Disneyland mm-hmm. had come, and now Walt Disney was doing a lot with Donald Duck. And it already had Mickey Mouse, but Donald Duck was now starting to become real popular. And him and the dean of Oregon, they were talking about using that duck as a symbol for
as
Oregon
mascot.
Ducks.
Yeah, the mascot.
Yeah, the mascot.
Yeah.
And they shook hands, and there's a picture of them shaking hands.
Really?
And then about 20 years later, they tried Disney after the death of Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Disney tried to officiate that and say you can't use it anymore. And they had the picture, and they said we get to do it. And by gosh, they won, and
they
Oregon
should,
gets
because,
to use it
because there is a thing people don't realize. Oh, well, they didn't have a contract. A contract doesn't have to be written. It can be an oral contract, remember?
Yes, and it can be sealed by taking action and
right.
becoming fully executed as
right.
well. So once
so when you shake
done,
hands...
Yes.
No, bump hands. Now bump hands.
Okay, bump elbows.
Bump elbows. Now it's air bumps.
You can. It can be if there's evidence and proof of
absolutely.
That. And then they relied on it, too, Denise, right? That's another argument.
They did rely on it. They used it for all these years, open and notoriously.
Yeah.
So the copyright issue wasn't it became something that was done.
But I want to finish one final thing on the UCLA thing.
Okay.
This, like Denise said, we've got to watch this very close because this, I think, like Denise said, is going to start rolling throughout the country. How can businesses afford to uphold their contracts when they're not getting what they're supposed to do and they can't sell their product? I don't know what's going to happen.
And it rolls uphill and downhill.
And down,
how can the wholesaler
everywhere.
Make money? How can the retailer make money?
Right.
How can the laborers who produce the products, how can they make money? The answer is you can't.
We hope and pray we don't have another 1929, depression because of everything's going on. So,
hey, we have a third hour to come up,
don't
we?
No, we don't.
We don't?
Yeah, we do.
And you'll get a chance to hear Fred take another swing at
and
case
lose.
Or no case.
And lose. And then the best part about third hour, those of you who are new, you're going to do what we're going to do a thing called quick takes. Wait, and we'll tell you what quick takes are. We'll be back. Hour three. Hang on. We'll put deodorant on.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here, wherever you're listening to the show. We thank you for it.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.